Okay, how's everything? What happened this weekend?
Not much.
Oh. The boys get up there?
No.
Oh. Oh, okay.
That's why not much.
Yeah, alrighty.
We're still working out some problems.
Technical problems with the board or something?
Everything you can think of.
Oh, dear. Oh, golly.
Technical problems with the board, not especially.
Mm.
Problems in general, yes. Have I mentioned much about the power supply to you?
No.
Okay, well, when was the last time I talked to you? About 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
Well, only a million things have happened since then. And to make a long story short, we have an external power supply now. The power supply is not on the board.
Yeah.
We stripped it off the motherboard because it wasn't enough power to drive any disks.
Oh.
And it wasn't enough power to drive the high-res board.
Oh.
And rather than build another power supply on the high-res board,
yeah,
and then still not have power for the disks,
yeah,
we stopped, came to a screeching halt,
yeah,
backtracked,
mm-hmm,
thought it out, figured it would cost about $500 for you to go buy a power supply,
oh,
plus the disk drive, plus the cabinet, plus the cable.
Ouch.
Unless we provided the power in the first place. In other words, buying a disk drive would have cost almost as much as the whole system.
Yeah, well, can't do that.
Exactly. So, back to the drawing board.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to make an even longer story short, we have a new power supply.
Mm-hmm.
And it is external. It isn't it's going to be a power controller. It is a switching power supply. It's the same used as in the Apple. We're not building it. We're buying it OEM.
Uh-huh, okay.
It has enough power to drive four drives, plus high-res, plus the base unit.
Mm-hmm.
All in one package.
You got this settled already?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, okay.
As a matter of fact, we just ordered them yesterday.
Ah, okay.
Why, do you have an idea?
Only there's a guy around here who I don't know personally, but he's been making up some beefed up power supplies for the Apple II. And
legally?
Yeah.
With UL approval?
I think so. I don't know very much about it, but I was just gonna.
Yeah.
I'll send him your I'll send you his address, and maybe you can.
Okay.
You know, what the heck? You might need a second source or something.
Oh yeah.
I have no idea who the guy is or anything like that.
Right.
But I have seen the product.
How you like the project?
Well, yeah, it looked it looked like the Apple. Only looked had it in an Apple type box.
Right. We have our own cabinet.
Yeah.
So anyway, that idea should make people ecstatic.
Well, if they understand it, yeah.
Well, if they had to go buy it separately.
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
They couldn't even probably afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, takes care of that.
One major change, that, and fortunately, it's been done before it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, I mean, let's face it, you couldn't very well have afforded to go buy a disk drive, even if you'd wanted one.
Okay.
You know, it's ridiculous to think that someone had to spend half a grand on a disk drive.
Yeah.
So, we've also designed the UL approval thing was going to cost us $15,000 to
$20,000
power supply.
Oh, boy. Okay, so now you have it.
Yeah, and now by spending a little extra money, we not only have UL approval, but we also have enough power to drive everything under the sun,
mm-hmm,
which is a great idea, we thought.
Yeah.
And it also is one less product that we are responsible for actually building.
Yeah, right.
Which means that that's that much more of a chance that we'll finish building what we're supposed to build. So I'll let you in on a little bit of information that's kind of secretive because of the fact that I don't want it out.
Yeah, well.
There is another major change in the wind, and I do mean major. But none of this is holding the system up, believe it or not.
Okay, yeah. Hard to believe, but okay.
Yeah, extremely hard to believe, but the way we've worked it out, it's not going to really hold it up at all. The plastic cabinet?
Yeah.
It's history.
Oh.
And just about no one knows that except for Jesse, Shadle, and us, so don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Between you and I.
Okay, so you're going to a metallic one, or?
The new system looks like a ultra-slim, ultra-high-tech stereo system.
Oh.
There is a 1-inch high cabinet made of aluminum, 16 inches wide.
Yeah.
With a plexiglass front panel and punch-outs with lights behind the plexiglass that illuminate the name.
Hmm.
But when the power is off, you don't, all you see is...
You're black.
Black plexiglass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you throw the power controller on,
ta-da!
The AE Diamond lights up, and the Viper VZG-2000 lights up.
Mm-hmm.
Left side and right side, respectively. That is the I.O. board.
Mm.
On top of the I.O. board, since we went through all this trouble with the disc wrap,
yeah,
we says, well, you know, to hell with it. Let's finish this project in style. We have already a 1 5/8 metal cabinet built to hold 2 5 1/4 half height.
Yeah.
Double-sided.
Yeah.
Two-guard drives.
Uh-huh.
That sits on top of the 1-inch high I.O. board.
Oh, side by side.
On top of.
Yeah.
Okay. And on top of that sits the valley.
Uh-huh.
And we have an aluminum case, again, 1 5/8 inches high with a slope in the front that will take the valley out of its plastic old-fashioned case and put it into the aluminum to make a matching system.
Oh. Where's keyboard?
The keyboard is now on a coiled cord.
Uh-huh.
That plugs into the side of the front first I.O. unit.
Yeah.
So if you can close your eyes and imagine it, it's a stack of 3 very thin, slimline units with plexiglass fronts and a power controller that's exactly the same height as the system when it's stacked. We have covered everything. We've got the power for the discs. We've got the disc OEM. We've got everything. When we open up in October, we're opening up for real.
Okay.
And that also precludes FCC problems because the fact that it's going to cost $8,000 to get the FCC approval, and in the plastic cabinet, they already told us we're going to have to put a metal case inside the plastic to get by the FCC problem.
Yeah, okay.
And then they told us that the keyboard that we use, because it's on a flat ribbon cable, the cable has to be sealed all the way up to the keyboard itself, which was like more crap, more headaches, more problems, more delays, and even still, nothing ready to go out the door. So, the system is now 1985.
Almost 2000.
Yep. Well, that's why it's called 2000. I'm hoping it'll be like that. So anyway, what do you think of the new system?
The keyboard plugs in the front.
Yes.
Well, on the side.
Just to the side.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, and it's on a...
telephone cord.
It's actually it's just a regular stereo headphone cable. The clocking, the microprocessor, and everything is out in the keyboard enclosure.
It's, you mean just a 2 or 4 cable?
It's a 3-cord cable, 5 volts, ground, and serial data.
No kid.
Mm. And everything else is inside the cabinet with the keyboard.
Okay.
The micros, the clocks, the works.
Why don't you make a little adapter to go to a 19-inch rack mount for those exotic guys?
Let them do it.
All right. I was just... Okay.
So anyway.
Now, if I don't have the disk drives, the Bally's new box sits on top of the I/O box.
Whether you have the disk drives or not, the Bally, you know, if you don't want to put your Bally in the aluminum case, then you just stick it on top of the disk.
Yeah.
And the I.O. board cabinet.
Well, you mean the disc box comes with it?
When you buy the discs, it will come with the cabinet and the cable.
Okay, so...
And the power is already there because the power controller comes with the Z-Grass unit.
Yeah, all right.
So now you can buy the our disc, which is the half-height double-sided, with one in the cabinet. You know, it won't be sold with two because it would be astronomical.
Sure.
But with one in the cabinet to get started, we're looking at about 3 1/4 versus 500.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And as the price of the drives go down, so will our price.
Yeah.
But now we're not going to have to say, oh, did you want a disk drive? Well, go buy a power supply.
Yeah.
And then go buy a cabinet, and then go buy a cable, and then put it all together, and good luck.
Yeah, right.
We can't do that at this
point. Yeah, right. Okay.
So, you know, we figured that after hammering this out for 2 whole weeks now, and I can't begin to tell you how much time it's taken, and effort, and headaches, and, you know, depression, you know, under the circumstances, this is the final version, and this is the way we liked it the most anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it will look really slick.
Okay. And you can get the cabinets made in time? There's no problem with it.
The cabinets are being punched local
for
protos, so we're not waiting the usual 4 to 6 weeks for protos.
Yeah.
And once we have the cabinets, you know, to the point where this is exactly what we want, then I just have to order them, and it'll be about 4 weeks until they get here.
Yeah.
So right now, if we order them this week, which is what we're planning on doing, we'll have them by the middle of October.
Sure.
Second week, worst case. And we won't have everything else nailed down until then because we don't have the investor money yet anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And without some money, we're not going to ship in October, no matter what's ready.
Yeah. Okay.
So how do you like that? Talk about change.
Yes. No, don't. No more.
Yeah, really. But how do you like all the stuff?
Well, that sounds good. That's very interesting, very exciting. Yeah, to have
a
new...
I think it's really going to give it a fresh new appearance.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
What does a guy have to do to put his Bally in a new box?
It's going to be ultra simple. Just take the 5 screws out of the bottom of the plastic case. Take the 4 screws out that hold the
chin
board and the shielding in.
Yeah.
Lift it out, and the exact same holes will be positioned in the aluminum case.
Mm-hmm.
You drop it in, put the same screws back in, and put the top on. Done. The holes will all be cut out already for the joysticks and the bus cable in the back.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you won't have to care about anything. It'll be as simple as that.
How about the, let's see.
The high-res board will come out in about 6 months in its own 1-inch cabinet.
Uh-huh.
And there will be a new Bally cassette connector on the side. That big, giant keypad thing.
Yeah.
That's out. We have a new connector for the next, for the high-res board.
Okay, we're back up to the low-res arrangement. Now,
this low-res cabinet is just to make the system, you know, symmetrical and also, you know, look like one system.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you have to buy.
Yeah, okay. Well, I recognize.
You're making it available.
A
lot of dealers are dumping Bally's for $50 a piece, and we figure we could buy a couple of hundred, put them in the aluminum cabinets, and sell the whole system as one unit.
Yeah, sure.
That's the real reason.
Yeah. I know. I was talking to Combe the other day.
George?
Yeah. And he mentioned that you were looking at those $50 jobs.
Yep.
Good.
That's right. Yeah, he called me last week, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. I was wondering, the name was familiar, but I couldn't remember who he was. Yeah, I told him the next time I spoke to you, I'd let you know that he was willing to dump them at 100 at a time for like $50.
Well, it looks like he might be running an ad in the newsletter here. That was
good.
Bert. The guy I talked to was Bert Belinsky.
Oh, Bert, okay.
Yeah.
I talk to so many people, I lose
track
of who they are.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, so he's going to sell them to the arcade for what?
Well, I guess $50.
Even in single quantity?
I guess so.